The owner of a subsidised housing complex in the north end of Hartford is facing criminal charges. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports on Tuesday's court appearance and what residents are saying.
Tensions ran high at a court arraignment Tuesday. Tenants of Barber Gardens waited to confront the owner of their apartment building, which was cited with health and safety issues. But the New York-based landlord was a no-show, and that frustrated resident Tasha Jordan.
It's just too much. It's just too much. My depression, my anxiety, I had it with this man, and I need some justice for my daughter. I need justice, and he needs to be here to feel our pain, and he's not here at all. I can't do this. He needs to be here.
Martin Rothman owns Barber Gardens through a company called Adar Realty, LLC. He's facing several misdemeanor charges for violations in fire safety code, which were identified by the city's fire marshal's office. Jordan has lived in the apartment building with her two daughters for 8 years. She says the deteriorating conditions go beyond a missing fire alarm system.
He really doesn't care about us here. He doesn't care about our kids and whatnot, because right now our kids are suffering with the mold, the mildew, the mice and whatnot. My daughter is living out of paper bags, plastic bags right now, because the mice is taking over our places.
An arrest warrant was issued, and Rothman was required to appear at the hearing, but instead he sent his messages through a Connecticut-based attorney. The court proceedings come just a couple months after the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development severed their Section 8 housing contract with the Barber Gardens owner. Inspectors found that the building had major threats to health and safety. Rothman's attorney says if the company can sell the building, it'll lead to a better outcome for everyone. But in the meantime, an attorney representing the state in the criminal case says someone should be present to face the charges. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.